Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, so, wow, we're going to have a good time in God's presence this morning. It's going to be teaching that will shape our mindset and our lives. How many of us were here last week? If you were not here last week, can you just wave quietly? Let me see. Okay. Now, the message from last week is on YouTube. I would encourage you to go and look out for the message from last week on YouTube. Amen. Just look out for the message from last week on YouTube while we build today from where we stopped last week. I want you to value the truth of God's word. I want you to hold it in high esteem. Do not joke with it. The psalmist said, Isaiah said, I find thy word and I eat them. As these words will come today, I pray that you'll be able to eat them in the name of Jesus. These words will bring about change, a shift, a transformation in the name of Jesus. Yes. So we are on soul ties and covenants. That's what I'm teaching about. Soul ties and covenants. The truth about sex, relationships, and marriage. I'll be talking about how these things affect our relationships and our marriage. Today, I'm going to build the foundation from where I started last week. Then I will add another thing today on the effects towards the end, on the effects and the dangers of pornography. The reason why many people cannot be Christians easily, the stress, is because of what I'm saying. The struggle. Many people love God in their head, but they don't know how to love Him with their heart. And that's why Jesus said, and thou shalt love thy Lord God with all your heart, not your head. You can love somebody right here on your head, but you don't love them in your heart. And one of the signs that you love somebody in the head and you don't love them in the heart is that Jesus also speaking here. He said, these people say that they love me, but they do not keep my commandments. In other words, when you love somebody in the head, the guy will be telling the girl things, twisting the head, but he will not be doing anything real. His words are not in agreement with his actions. There's no agreement. So that is a head love. It's not a heart love. Are we here together? So pay attention as I just speak from where I stopped last week. I will beg you by all means, avoid distractions from your phone. What I'm sharing with you when I share the part that has to do with pornography also, you will see why many people have social media addiction. It is the same hormone. Especially TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Then, status viewing. It's the same hormone. When you know something, that's why Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Somebody under the sound of my voice, as you have come under the influence of truth today, you will experience the freedom that these words bring in the name of Jesus. When I started last week, I emphasized the need for you to understand your identity. And I said clearly that the reason why you keep giving people discounts is because you don't know your value. The reason why you continue giving people discounts is because you don't know your value. If the value of something is known, there are certain things that you don't go to a car shop and you're saying, I want to price the Ferrari. Are you okay? They don't price it. There's a price on it. They tag. The owner will not come and say, I want to reduce the price. It is when it has become used. They discuss the value of used commodities. When things are at their peak of production, they have price tags. There's a price tag on the believer, but when you fail to understand your identity, you start giving discounts to people. The price is small. You say, okay, I'll still agree. The price you're against, I'll still agree. At the point, you say, anything goes. And the reason anything is going is because the failure to understand your identity, who you are. If any man be in Christ, is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. All things have become new. The value of the believer cannot be quantified in money's worth. Why? He said, do you not know that you have been bought with a price? Therefore, glorify God in your bodies and your spirits, which are God's. You have been bought with a price. You have been bought with a price. How much is the value of the blood of Jesus? That is how much a believer is worth. No matter what the devil says, that is the real value. But discounts will come when there is inability, when there's an inability to understand your value and your worth. God will open our eyes to see more and help us in the name of Jesus. So I started saying that in my teaching on soul ties and covenants, I want to talk about the truth about sex, relationships, and marriage. I'll start with relationships today. Next week, we'll be talking about relationships. I've been talking sex from last week, and I'll talk this week. Next week, we'll talk about relationships. Then upper week, by God's grace, we'll emphasize sex again and marriage and how it affects the marriage and the emotional destabilizations, the spiritual infestations, and the physical consequences of engaging in sexual immorality. Don't joke with something that kills people quietly. You know, there's what we call instrumental payments. People are dying by installments. Installments. You know, when you're paying installments, everything doesn't go at once. You pay little by little, little by little, until one day it dawns on the person that, Kai, how did I get here? It will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Why is it that sometimes people can be gotten in the realm of the spirit? Demons know the impact and the strength of sexual covenants. So when they want to corrupt the destiny of a man, they look for how to put a woman in front of the man. Satanic and demonic people understand that sex is a covenant. Only Christians don't understand it. The children of Israel, as they moved and they were going into God's promise for them, Balak, the king, saw them and their potential. Then he hired Balaam, the prophet, a soothsayer, and said, Balaam, please come and help me curse these guys. I see that they are very strong, they are mighty, but you, anytime you curse people, your curse is always strong. It has effect. Please come and help me curse them so that they will not come near us, so that they will not be able to perform or do whatever it is. Then Balaam came, prepared to curse them. Then God encountered him. The donkey of Balaam had spiritual eyes open to see an angel, but the prophet himself was spiritually blind. He could not see. The seer could not see. The donkey was seen. Because it was on an assignment that God has not commanded. And when he got there, he opened his eyes. He went to a mountain and he killed animal sacrifice so that he will see. So that he will open himself to the new realms. And as soon as that was done, indeed he began to see. But he was seeing a nation. He was seeing the shout of a king. He was seeing a glorious people. He was seeing people so powerful. He was seeing the strong influence and the covering of God over Israel. So he said, I cannot curse these people. These ones, that's where you get the statement where the Bible says that there is no enchantment against Jacob, nor any necromancy against Israel. Who can curse the person that God has blessed? The person they called to curse them started prophesying. And that was what he was saying. They cannot be cursed. I see the shout of a king in their midst. Mighty. He started naming all of them and declaring powerful things about the children of Israel. There's no sorcery against Jacob. There's no definition against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel. Oh, what God has done. Look at this guy, see what God has done. That was what they were seeing. Then when he tried it the first time, it didn't work. Seven altars were raised and they could not curse them. Why? They were protected. The man now said, we have to play a game. Let's take away their protection from them. Then when that prophet saw he could not do it, he called the king. And he said, if it is to curse these guys, I cannot curse them because their God is on their side. But let's cause them to stumble. Let's make them make the mistake that their God hates. Then their God will turn against them and destroy all of them. What? What an advice. Then he went to the king. He said, okay, so how do we cause them to stumble? The God of Israel, Yahweh, the one we serve that is the God of the Bible, now beyond the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is now the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is something about him that hates sexual sin. When the New Testament church started, the first thing the apostles told them, he said, when you go to the Gentiles, three things you must tell them. Don't eat things that are strangled. Don't sacrifice to idols and avoid sexual immorality. If you do that, you are fine. That's what they were preaching to them in the early church. That's why you see Corinthians, you see Romans, you see everywhere in the Bible. It's as if it's scattered everywhere in the Bible. So immediately the king had the advice. He said, let's do that. So what do we do? He said, get your babes, your ladies. Send your fine, fine ladies. Let them have powerful makeups. Let them be very seductive in their dressing and their appearance. Push them into the camp of the children of Israel, where their men are, and see what will happen to them. And he said, very good. Then they pushed the children of Israel into the camp of the enemy. And the females, their females. And the Bible says the children of Israel began to have sex with them. As they were doing that, he said the anger of God was kindled. And God began to kill his people. One, fall down, die. One, fall. The same people that they say there is a shout of a king in their midst. The same people that they say there is no necromancy. That means witches and wizards, satanic altars and witch doctors cannot even touch you if you are pure. They'll fear you. They couldn't touch them. But as soon as they lost their guard, all of a sudden, the Bible says, an outbreak of an epidemic in the whole land, and they started dying. They started dying. They have gone against the Lord, their God. So when you honor God in sexual things, there are rewards for it. That's not what I'm going to share today. But I want to just know, I want to be sure that you believe the word of God. And last week in the second service, I got to the point where I showed you about Eli. And his sons, the sons of Eli, started misbehaving. Eli, the priest, had two boys, Ophni and Phinehas. Then the boys started sleeping with the temple girls, the ushers, the singers in church. He started sleeping with them behind the temple and everywhere. And God was like, what is this? Okay, Eli, talk to your boys and tell them I hate this. And I don't want to see it again. I will even forgive them. Let's even do that. And Eli wasn't saying anything. Eli could not control his boys. Eli could not tell them the truth. And God passed the judgment on Eli. Eli was enjoying the benefits of a blessing passed to his generation through his fathers. And the blessing is very simple. That we have chosen your fathers to be priests after God forever. Eli, you are in a privileged position. You are not the first person. This is just a covenant working for you. Manage it well and hand over the baton to your sons so that they can do the same thing. Eli could not do that. And because Eli could not do that, God got angry. And he sent a prophetic voice. And he said, Eli, your two boys will die in the same day. Your two boys will die. See, the Old Testament is a shadow of the new. In the new, people don't die physically. But they die, as I share with you, emotionally, spiritually. Death begins to work in them. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Then one day they just came and they announced the two boys, Ophni and Phinehas, are dead. As Eli was about to say, ah, my boys, he fell down and his neck broke and he died. And God has sworn and said, Eli, because he said, I will honor them that honor me, but those that despise me, I will lightly esteem. If you despise my word, if you undermine my instructions, if you take me for granted, he said, I will lightly esteem you. I will put you at the lowest base. I will rubbish you. That's what it means. At the end of the day, Eli was lightly esteemed. And God said, in your family, if a priest arise, he will not be in the class of first class priests or even second class. He will have to come and beg the council of priests to give him a service, maybe a small work to do, just for a piece of bread. Meaning that they are no longer priests in that high level order. They will beg. And he said, in your family, there will not be any old man again. All of them will die in their prime. If anyone is old, they will be feeding him with the bread from the altar as a result of his begging in his old age. That was what happened to Eli. How will Eli explain that the sexual sin of his children and their covetousness, two sins, sexual sin and covetousness, led them to that place? I showed you what the word of God says about sexual immorality and sexual sin. Did I show that last week in second service? Yes, I showed you the Bible. Let me show you first Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4. You can write it down. It said, let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and the adulterous. First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18 to 20 said, flee from sexual immorality. I know many people don't read the Bible so much again. I understand. But please, I want to encourage you. Light is in the word of God. Read it. If you don't, you will not know what's happening. And the devil will continue to take advantage. How many of you remember the guy in the Bible called Ezekiel? Ezekiel prayed that God would give him 15 more years. Is that not? He prayed that God would keep his life. Then God said, I will give you 15 years. Then God added 15 years. In other words, instead of Ezekiel to die maybe at the age of 70, he eventually extended his years from 70 to 85. Then Ezekiel said some things. He said, all the things that I have done, God, take away the sins and put it on my children. It sounds like he's a nice man, but he said some things he should not have said. Then the consequences of what he should have suffered, his children started suffering it. God entered a covenant with David. And when God entered the covenant with David to show David the sure mercy, he said, if your children misbehave, I will deal with them. I will not take away the covenant, but I will deal with them. In the days of David made mistakes and God helped him. Then Solomon entered into strange alliance with ungodly women. He married 300 wives and 700 concubines. Or whether they reverse 700 wives and 300 concubines. And God began to watch Solomon. And the life of Solomon started disintegrating when he withdrew from God. God had told Solomon already, don't do these things. He said, if you marry these strange women, they will take your heart away from God. That's what they will do. But Solomon said, no. He did it. And when Solomon left, his son that was supposed to take over, I read for you on Tuesday, Jeroboam and Rehoboam, foolishness entered the heart of that boy. He went to seek counsel from his friends, and they said, deal with the Israelites very hard, harder than your father. He went to the elderly men. The elderly men said, don't do like that. Treat them very well. They will submit to you more than they have submitted to your father. Remember, your father didn't fight war at all. You will not even know what it means to have enemies. So do the right thing. Because God had determined to let the punishment come upon the life of that guy, he disregarded the older men and followed his young guys. Now, when I speak from this pulpit, I do not speak just as a pastor. I speak as one that has the counsel of God, showing you practically from scripture the things of God. I beg you, these are ancient truth and ancient wisdom, that if you hold it jealously, a generation of righteousness will rise from you. A people that cannot be in corruption. A people that will rise in strength and in power and in honor. I beg you, value this truth and don't sell it for anything. Don't trade it for anything. Don't trade it for anything. It's possible that as I'm speaking, somebody can be on Instagram. It's what I told you initially. Yes. It's dopamine. The feel-good emotions. The feel-good. Somebody can be on Instagram. We've been in a church before, and a prayer kind of church. A guy was watching pornography in a prayer church. It was one of the persons that tapped and said, ah! Inside church. Now, so the madness they reach when Satan is about to destroy a person. I'm telling you. I will not mention the name so that everybody will know, because it's a prominent ministry. But it's not the ministry's fault. It's that person that caused it. And that's what Satan will try to do. As the pastor is saying, waiting and they talk, I beg. We don't hear this thing since. When I'm done sharing a little bit with you, I believe that your eyes will open to understand in Jesus' name. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 to 5, it said, this is the will of God, because your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you should know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. The word control or self-control is engratia. Hold yourself from inside. No matter how the devil is saying, press, enter that site, you say, I'm not entering there. I will not be in the secret scene. I will be in the secret place. Are you getting what I'm saying? Ephesians chapter 5 verse 3, it said, but sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you. Why? As it is proper among saints. In other words, that's the standard among saints. That's the standard among believers. It should not be named amongst us. I'll define for you fornication that people usually call fun or casual sex. Fornication. In the New Testament, the word fornication is gotten from the Greek word porneia. And porneia means, it's broad, it's not just a small word. Porneia broadly refers to any kind of illicit sexual activity, including premarital sex, adultery, incest, that's brothers and sisters sleeping with themselves, or cousins. Some of us have had sexual relations with our cousins, brothers, sisters, prostitution, pornography, masturbation, and all forms of sexual sin. It encompasses every sexual behavior. Bestiality. Do you know that there are people out in the Western world where the devil has gotten to the point where people love their dogs so much? They have so tied with a dog or a cat. A dog, a cat. Some people have so tied with a tree. And they are beginning to enter that realm of demonic. The Bible says because they refuse to retain God in the knowledge of, in the knowledge of their heart, he said he gave them over to reprobate hearts, that they will start doing things that are very terrible, to the extent that a time will come where somebody will say, I love this flower, and will be having sex on the flower, will be masturbating and pouring on the flower and say, this one has enjoyed his own. It's the madness that will enter our world. When we say it, it will not look like it. But when people start doing it, they push it to our face. They don't say it's normal. Now, that's just the way they can ease themselves. Satan has entered. Am I talking to somebody here in service today? So that fornication, the Bible says, flee fornication. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 18. Every sin that a man does is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. So what is the effect of sexual sin? I'm going to talk about the effects on your spirit, on your soul, and on your body. I know that when people are engaged sexually, they only know the effects physically. So they only know the enjoyment and the pleasure that they get. So they feel like, oh, it's pleasurable. I enjoyed myself, Kai. That is what they have said. But they don't know the other things that have gone down in the realm of the spirit. At their soul level, their soul realm, they don't know. They only feel the effect on their body. In fact, when somebody just finished enjoying sexual sin, the person might not know that the person you just had sex with right now has hepatitis B. You have contracted disease. You don't even know, but you are feeling high. The person might have STD, sexually transmitted disease, or sexually transmitted infections, STIs, and all that. You still feel high. You don't know until you go for a test. Unfortunately, there are some things that physical tests and biological tests can see. There are some things that it takes a psychological test and a spiritual test to see. That one, people don't see it. And that is the real thing. Am I preaching fine this morning? Are you still listening to me in church here? Yeah. Follow me. Sexual sin does not just affect your body alone. It affects your spirit. Sex can affect the spirit in a very massive way. Intimacy and connection that God intended for husband and wife, so that when they have sexual relations, they can bond together. The reason is because while that bonding is happening in the spiritual, it is happening in the soul realm, and it is happening in the body. The body is releasing certain hormones, oxytocin and dopamine. These are being released. The reason is because oxytocin does the work of the bonding. That is oxytocin that gives awareness to the mother, causing lactation. When the woman is about to give birth, when oxytocin is released, that's what helps the opening of the uterus. It's time to open. It's time to open. It opens that. It goes ahead to work on the breast. Milk can start coming out. And it goes ahead to start creating a bonding. Oh, my baby. If you take that child away, the mother can run after you. Oxytocin is also released when you are having sex outside of marriage. That's why to leave the person sometimes is very difficult. 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 6, 16 to 17 already says that sexual sin. It says sexual union, you know, it involves the joining of two spirits. Put it there on the screen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 16 to 17. Joining of two spirits. And don't you realize that if a man joins himself with a prostitute, that means have sex with a prostitute, joins himself, he becomes one body with her. Every girl you ever slept with, you are one body with her. Every boy you ever slept with, you are one body with the person. No, don't run away from Bible. It's here. If you don't believe the word of God, no problem. But if you believe this Bible, and you know God created the heaven and the earth, and he created you, even if you don't believe his word, it remains the same. Heaven and earth will pass away. You don't have to believe it. That is the word of God. You don't realize. Say, don't you realize? Look at it now. Say, don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, and somebody will say prostitute, that means the ones on the street. It's not just street. Any person you are not legally married with, your sexual relations with the person is called prostitution. Why? There is exchange. You are doing it for something you are benefiting. It's prostitution. He becomes one body with her. For scripture says, the two are united into one. The two are united into one. But the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. The day you got born again, you didn't feel anything. But we know we are one spirit with God. Is that not? It is as we press deeper into our intimacy with God, then the deep begins to call unto the deep. The same thing happens when there is sexual relations. They have joined themselves. And this spiritual union that happens between a boy and a girl, when they join themselves, all the demonic, satanic baggages in the life of the girl entered your life. All the demonic and satanic baggages in your life entered the girl's life. So you finish that sexual relations and you don't know why your finance is going down. You don't know why depression. You were not depressed before. You don't always experience depression before. But all of a sudden, after that encounter, your level of depression heightens. A man leaves the wife and begins to have sex with another person that is not the wife. Then he comes back home. Then hatred and bitterness for his children begins to arise. Why? He has created a soul tie somewhere else. And when there is a tie here, this one begins to break. Then the woman begins to cry because her own tie is broken. In the realm of the spirit, she had formed the covenant with a man and they have agreed, but both of them are going to be husband and wife, but now he's breaking a covenant. Why? Every sexual relation is a covenant. Write it down. It's a covenant. Have you seen that when people start going very deep at a point, that's where it is in the world today. When I'll show you, let me just continue. When I get to pornography, why people are where they are and why the devil has decided it, until people wake up and say no more, a generation will arise that will now tell us God does not exist. We do whatever we like. Forget it. And that's why we started talking about it. They say they listen, but they don't judge. Just listen. Don't. Why are you bothered? Why are you talking? No, the word of God judges all things. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the dividing asunder the bones and the marrows. It discerns the thoughts and the intents of the heart of man. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Yes. Premarital or extramarital relationship leads to sexual connection. Sexual disconnection, guilt, brokenness, and imparts the life. So if this guy was having altars that he had gone to, babalawo, demonic infestations, if this person was having trauma and many things, as soon as you sleep with them in the realm of the spirit, why? Physically, semen will be passed from the guy. Is that not? Then if the girl has a sickness, whatever it is, how did he enter the guy, that the guy contacted the sickness of the girl? So what goes into a woman, something comes into a man, physically. Emotionally, as they are having sex, they are connected. That is why when people are having sex, there is a bonding and a tightening. Dopamine is released. Dopamine and oxytocin is released. Oxytocin brings a bonding, a soul connection. God did it so that there will be a real soul connection between husband and wife. So that one person will be in front of you and your eye for life, not another person. The only thing that is permitted to break that bond is death. That's why when you recite everything, they say, until death do us part. Because if death comes and you still do not break the connection, the spirit of death will haunt your spouse. And a man and a woman can die in one point at the same time. Because unknown to them, a time while they were discussing and gisting, they were making covenants with their words. That the way we love ourselves so much, if I die on Tuesday, you will die on Thursday. You say, if it happens, it's okay. It's okay. Then before you are looking at it, the person dies. If this one does not die physically because he's trying to find strength, a spirit begins to haunt that person until death will come. Except there is a supernatural deliverance and severing the soul tie. Because every time sexual intercourse happens, a soul tie to a degree, depending on the emotional connection between both individuals, is formed. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying here? Listen to me attentively. What I'm sharing with you here, I did not jump on it from the moon or the sun. I sat and I asked God questions about it, that I really want to be able to help people to understand the implication. Why their children get born and they are having rejection. Why people enter marriages and the marriages are not working. Why somebody gets married today and in less than 2-3 weeks, his eyes will be off his wife. You just discover that young guys and young girls, their marriages crash more these days. Why, God? And God says the baggages that some people have carried into it. And scientifically speaking, those that have gone to do tests, they have proven that the people who stay sexually pure, the chances for their marriage to last and last longer is higher than those who are cohabiting. Go and check it. Statistics has it. That one does not need spirituality. Statistics. transfer of spiritual burdens. So whatever burden this person is carrying, the person eventually transfers it to the other person. Transfer it. Spiritual bonding, soul ties, exchange of spiritual burdens and influence. If one partner carries spiritual baggage, struggle, demonic influence, it passes to the other guy. Then loss of spiritual sensitivity, engaging in sex outside of marriage, leads to hardening your heart towards God. At a particular point, you will now be so hard, to change will be difficult, to come out will be hard. Why? Because sexual activities, when there is a release of dopamine, the feel-good hormone, it has a way, the same thing it does when somebody smokes Colorado or Arizona or ice or any of those things, they feel hard at a particular realm. The same thing happens when they're having sex at a particular realm. There's the same thing happens when people are watching social media platforms at a level. The pictures you are watching at a particular point, more pictures, more pictures, more pictures. There is this fantasy that comes with seeing another, see another, see another. The same thing works when it is pornography. If you see one today, that's the biggest problem. Why am I rushing? Let's continue. Let's continue. When we get there, I'll tell you. I want to make sure that anybody can get that part on pornography because it's dangerous. It has been said, many people in church, many people just don't form saints. When you have a problem, deal with it. Many people in church struggle with pornography. And it is becoming a high trend amongst ladies, even more than men now. Men were the biggest victims. But today we are beginning to see that it is rising amongst ladies so dangerously. Especially ladies that have been neglected by their husband. They find alternative. And by the time they really get involved in pornography, when their husband comes, he cannot do anything again. You have lost your grip. Why? It is spirits that are now having sex with your wife. A man cannot satisfy her again. Sexual exchange, the opening of door to demonic influences. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27. Put it on the screen for me, please. Ephesians 4 27. Please, let's be fast. It's a serious lecture. Just listen. You'll be blessed. He said, for anger gives a what? A foothold to Satan. Another thing that gives foothold, if you read back on the scripture, sexual sin also gives a foothold to Satan. A foothold is a little space that somebody gains access through and they can now enter. They will now enter. They will now enter. And before you know it, it becomes a dangerous encounter. I came to pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. Every entanglement that is demonic, caused by infestations, affecting your relationship, affecting your marriage, the cause of delaying marriage because some spirits are holding back to you and saying you married them already. Some families in the realm of the spirit have accepted you in the spiritual. I declare ties are broken in the name of Jesus. Connections are shattered in the name of Jesus. Every satanic and demonic tie, I declare, they are shattered in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Opening of demonic doors, it can invite the spirit of, it starts with fornication, then the spirit of lust will enter. Then there's what they call the spirit of perversion. Spirit of perversion is the one that now says that man can do with man, girl can do with girl, then how about your dog? Then dog that does not know anything. You now carry the dog. They're spending time with the dog. They're having emotional connection with the dog. There are some people that have female dogs in their house. They use their hand to do things on their dogs. You know what I'm saying? You know? Some people have male dogs in their house. They use their hands to start forcing things around the body of the dog. That is a spirit, what we call the spirit of perversion. It starts like a joke normally. Like, I'm just playing with my dog. But you know in your heart what you are trying to achieve. It's the spirit of perversion. How can you walk when you don't know the way of the wind? And how can you fly when you don't know the way of the spirit? How can you run when you don't know the way of the wind? The power of God in you is bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Bringing everything in obedience to Christ, organizing everything in obedience to Christ. There is disruption of destiny and purpose. Many people's lives have been derailed by wrong sexual attractions. entangled unholy demonic ties, leading them away from the plan of God. That is how Samson's destiny was scattered. Samson had a destiny in God, but because Samson was visiting prostitutes, then he encountered Delilah. Look at the great destiny of Samson. Everything was scattered on the laps of Delilah. The reason many will never be able to fulfill their prophetic destiny is because of sexual immorality. Some of the girls you are sleeping with and think that you are doing your damn harm, you're actually doing yourself. The reason is because the girl will be emotionally attached. So she will be crying, "I can't leave you. I don't want to leave you." You are a man. There is an emotional scar. But because you are logical and you form strength, you don't want to be vulnerable. You'll be acting like there's nothing. It will be affecting the woman emotionally and in her marital destiny. It will be affecting you in your career, your finance, and your ambitions. Why? Where your heart lies, that's where the devil attacks. While you are laughing at the woman that is crying, Satan is laughing at your business, your career, your future, and the seed that comes out of your loins. And he's saying, "How far can they go? How far can they go?" These are the things that happen. The emotional connection. That's body, then now emotional. The feeling of trust or betrayal. When people are having sexual relations together, there is when the oxytocin is released, it's released so that it brings about a kind of trust. So when the person you are having that kind of relations with, you are releasing all your life, feeling that you will be loved, you will be accepted, you will be, adored. Then the person eventually closes their hand and they are not opening to the trust and the love you are bringing. You feel betrayed. And because you feel betrayed, there's an emotional scar inside. You are wounded. Then many people are struggling from massive trauma. You are wondering why you married the lady. "This is not the lady I married." Yes, you married face. You did not marry face. You don't know the face. It was face you married. You married shape. You don't know the shape of the heart. You don't know the emotional shape and the spiritual shape. And that's why before any marriage happens, people need to understand the place for them to go to effective counseling and solid prayers to break unnecessary ties. Or else you marrying that woman will carry the tie. You marrying that man will carry it. And that's why sometimes some guys say, "I'm looking for a lady that the babe is a virgin, or the babe is a virgin. You want to marry a virgin, but you are." But you fail to understand, you virgin there, do not understand that every baggage that he's carrying is transferring to you. Family problem, foundational issues, all the issues. Anything that affects the person that you are married to affects you. True or false? Ask married people. I tell you. "See, but I married a child of God, I married a child." The person you married, what is he? Two have become what? One. They will share the same thing. Does it mean that because somebody has made you cannot marry them? No, they must come to Christ. And some of the things we are sharing today, they must be willing to stay there and practice it. Practice it. Like in a relationship, and somebody's come in a relationship, you say, "When was the last time you had sex?" 2 months ago. "You want to marry?" The last person they had sex with, if the person has a covenant with, do you know that there's a lady, her father is an occultic man, like a herbalist of the village. A man married the lady. When the man married the lady, he didn't know as a pastor that the spirits began to sponsor his ministry. Then in the night, they would tell him, "You have not paid your dues." He was doing, they say, "You have not paid." He said, "What? I've done nothing." He said, "The work of God just started prospering in my hand." They say, "Which prosper? Our daughter will not be poor. That's why we're helping you. If you don't know it now, will ground you." And the man said, "What?" It took a lot of solid deliverance to understand that. Tell me. Say, "I told you already that my father is a god." "You didn't tell me what." "He is the chief herbalist." Gone. And some of them have been covenanted to those altars. Are you in Christ? You do not understand that after you get born again, you are spawned again. Oh, you are spirit filled, but because you are carried away by your emotions, you are not dealing with certain things. When you marry that kind of person, you will deal with certain demons and tell that devil, "Lose your grip. If you join to me, you are sanctified, because this one is holy, this one is sanctified, this one is a pure breed." That understanding can break and neutralize the demonic effects. But if you are still playing and entangling and you are just joining, you don't know what you are joining to. That's why I talked about identity when I started. Very important. When people have sexual relations, there's what we call emotional dependency. People struggle to live on healthy, toxic relationship is because of that emotional dependency. The guy has slapped her, he's beating her, he's attacking her life, but she's not going to leave. Why? She has the sexual connection brings dependency. That's why husband and wife, that's how it is. When a man has married a woman 5 years, 10 years, 20 years later, the man begins to go outside and sleep with others. That woman can die of heart attack. Not because she wants to die, but because she's emotionally dependent on that man. Her trust has been broken. She has been betrayed. Her life has come to ruin. Except she comes with a superior understanding and say, you cannot defy my life. You have chosen the wrong path, but I will stand my ground and I will fulfill my own destiny. Then a new life will start. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing today? So there's emotional connection. Emotional connection. You see, when people have sex, do you know why people always, when they're having sex, they now feel guilt, shame, rejection. The fulfillment that they should have felt. When husband and wife have sexual relations, there is a deeper bonding. They're excited. They're happy. That day, if you meet a woman that the husband knows how to do his ministry well in the office, you'll be seeing her. She'll be smiling. She'll be smiling. She's excited. You're not transparent. Any person that they don't minister to very well, No, don't touch the table. Leave my table. Leave my chair. Oh, God, calm down. Some men, if their wife does not minister to them very well, they will now come back. Everything on skate. Everything on skate. Any small thing, they are just looking. They are looking like that. They have to be looking like something like, where? What are you looking for? That's why Paul said, husband and wife, don't defraud each other. Even if you say you are fasting, discuss it so that Satan will not tempt you. Why? We have a common enemy. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I have come that they will have life and have it abundantly. Is anybody learning something today? Are you sure you're learning something in this message today? Is he blessing you today? The physical effects of sexual sin, it can result in physical pleasure. Yes, intimacy, bonding for married people. But when it is done outside the context of marriage, sexually transmitted diseases can come. The risk of emotional scars, physical trauma. It is important that sex is done in a healthy relationship. That's why a man can be having sexual relations with his wife and the wife is crying and bitter, but the man has enjoyed sexual pleasure. Why? The fulfillment she desires apart from sex, security, care, attention, support, she's not getting. So each time she has it with the husband, she's not satisfied. He's the one that got satisfied. She's crying. Because sexual relations are supposed to bring more bonding than just an act. For some men, it is just an act. But for those who understand, it is beyond an act. It is a glue that is used to keep people together. Formation of soul ties. Why does sex create a soul tie? Number one, sex is a covenant. God designed sex to be a covenant between two people. Do you know that every person you have sex with, you enter the covenant with them? Every person you have sex with, you have entered a covenant with them. Every person you have, please listen to what I'm saying. Don't let any devil try to tell you that that's not true. Sexual intercourse is not just, do you know those days where they say somebody point your hand, another person point your hand, and let's have a covenant? How many of us remember those kind of things that people do? How many of us remember? One of the things I usually encourage our people every time they come around to me, I say, don't ever, no matter how you say you love a guy and the guy says he loves you, don't ever, if he mistakenly says that we are going to be away, you are traveling to UK, I'm going to be in AJ, see, let's do blood covenant. Tell me you love me. You love me. Tell me that I will never leave you. Any woman that enter your life will not see peace. Anyone? That is why people are where they are. You now break that covenant and eventually go and you think you are free. You can never be free. Words are spirits and they haunt the people that have said them. You don't joke with words. The whole world was created by words. A woman will look at her child and say, you are cursed, and the child will be cursed. She's not a born again. She's not a Christian. A man will look at his son and say, you, in your life, for what you have done, you will never be able to have money to hold. Every money that enters your hand, it will not stay more than a week. And the guy can see money, but it will be going, psh, 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 curse. That's what somebody did with the covenant and blood. You don't know what blood is. You don't know what your semen is, a man. If you know what your semen is, you will not drop it anywhere. Your seed, your life. Each time you release your semen, you are releasing your life. You are releasing your generation. You are releasing your destiny. That is why you almost feel like you are passing out when it is coming out of you. You pass out. It's like you entered a realm. If I'm not married, I will not have known. Only those who have been doing experiments know. May God deliver every experimenting person. Yes. You will cut off from the realm where you are. That's why sometimes you see some men, when they are at the point, they will be begging. Anything. What do you want? I want Ferrari. I'll buy it for you. I want your nose, take it. Because where he has entered is a trap. The Bible says, little did he know that at the back of the woman's house are dead men's bones. Dead men. Destinies that are wasted. Every person you are having sexual relations with, you enter a covenant. That's why you see some young girls, mood swing, attitude problem. What's wrong with you? They feel a sense of rejection because the people they had sex with that were supposed to embrace them rejected them. So she will live with long-term rejection in her bowels. Connect with people, she cannot connect with people again. You wonder why? Why are you isolated? No. I just need to be careful. I've decided to lock my heart for now. Is he a box? Are you lucky? It is the connections you have had before that is beginning to affect you. And some guys, the same thing, it begins to affect them in their businesses. They can't see clear. They can't see well. And that is the reason why many men are cut short before their time. Women will live longer because men will bottle it. They will bottle it. They will feel they are enjoying, they will bottle it. At a particular point, they can't take it again. A very healthy man, all of a sudden, he will just collapse. Why? Every human system has elastic limits. When you get to your limit, you will break. And sexual pleasures always heighten our limits so terribly that it is dangerous to control his heart. Is anybody being blessed by what I'm teaching today? Biblical evidence for soul ties, for time's sake. I talked about the story of Shechem and Dinah in the first service. I will not be able to talk about that in the second service. Shechem and Dinah. I will not read it, but the simple story is that the prince saw a beautiful girl and he had sex with her before he started falling in love. The real order is this. You begin to find connection with the person. Then when the connection starts building, you make sure it's built on God. Then it will be built on principles, not emotions. If your connection is built on emotions, very soon it will scatter. It has to be built on principles. So he had violated Dinah before he went to ask for her hand in marriage. So when he got home, the brothers of Dinah said, you will not marry our sister. At the end of the day, they entered the covenant with the prince and all the villagers, elderly men, and said that, okay, this is the agreement we're going to have. All of you will be circumcised because we are circumcised. And our God has said anybody that will marry our daughters must be circumcised. To show them that is a token of a covenant. When you marry our sister, is a covenant you have entered with her. So the guy said, no problem. Now, if it's circumcised, I love her. I'll marry her. Then he said, no problem. All their men were circumcised that day and they went to sleep. Then Simeon and Levi, the sons of Jacob, in the middle of the night, they know that when men are circumcised, they are their lowest moments. That night, they will not even wear pants if they had pants. They had to tie a wrapper. Because they will not be normal. You know what it means to be circumcised? Have you seen a baby circumcised? Yes. So all the men were going in the house like this that day. Then Simon and Levi entered the house and they took their sword. The Bible says they killed all the men. You have violated our sister. He killed all of them. And when they woke up, Jacob, they went to tell Jacob. Jacob said, what? They said, we have killed them. Yeah, you have entered covenant with them. By telling them to be circumcised, that's a covenant already. Why? And when he was going to talk to his sons, he said, Simeon and Levi, Genesis chapter 49. He said, cruelty, Genesis chapter 49, I think verse 3 or 4. Please check it. Simeon and Levi. See what the father said about them. Genesis 49. Reuben, okay, go up. I think 5 and 6 or so. Simeon and Levi. Go up. No, not up, like down. 5. Please, let's tribe first. Simeon and Levi are two of a kind. Their weapon are instruments of violence. May I never join in their meetings. May I never be a party to their plans. For in their anger, they murdered men and they crippled oxen just for sport. That means these guys are wicked. They will animals, they will be playing, and for fun, they will kill animals. See, they are just wicked. They have a wicked heart. In their sport, they killed men. They killed men for fun. Simeon and Levi. And their father said, I will never enter your plan. The next verse, I think, did he say anything to them again? Verse 7. He said, a curse on their anger, for it is fierce. A curse on their wrath, for it is cruel. I will scatter them among the descendants of Jacob. I will disperse them throughout Israel. That's how men are scattered. That's how the seed of many men are scattered. A man dies today. He has one wife and they have 3 children. Then when he dies, we see that he has seeds scattered everywhere. Then the third born will become sixth born. Because this one says, I'm January 14, 1992. Another one shows up somewhere. Me, I'm October 12, 1992. They have 3 1992. They will now be determining the date. 92 firstborn, 92 secondborn, 92 thirdborn, calculations. So some of us now, God help us, I hope you are not like that, because you might not know your sisters and brothers until they show up. That is the wickedness of men who do not open up their things to their wives. And there are some women too who do that. They do those kind of things, and when they have done it, the man will push them off. And they will start living on their own. You can't hide a woman's own because it will stay. But a man's own, that's why I say men's own is more deadly. Anything you can eat and climb out, if the poison affects you, you will not know you are dying already. But the person that cannot climb out, they will catch the person and correct the person. It's even better. Soul ties are created whenever you have sex. That's what happens. Let me tell you a little bit about dopamine. I talked about oxytocin, then I'll close the service. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that is called the feel-good or reward chemical because it plays a major role in sexual pleasure, motivation, and reinforcement of behavior. Now listen, during sex, dopamine is released at high amounts, creating a feeling of euphoria, excitement, and a deep attachment. However, this same process can lead to emotional dependency, addiction, and negative consequences when sex is misused. Now, this is how dopamine works. It triggers pleasure and reward. Now, when it triggers a pleasure, for instance, somebody smokes, maybe, let me not use signal, let me say, smokes Colorado. Colorado works, releases dopamine. Then as soon as dopamine is released, you might feel very good. I feel good. This is life. Then the brain begins to say, you are being rewarded. That's why it rewires the brain. Pornography rewires the brain. Sexual addiction rewires the brain. Drug addiction rewires the brain. And if a person is hooked to two at the same time, you are finished earlier. So, as soon as that is happening, he begins to tell the person that this is a reward. This is a reward. So the guy, as soon as he has taken that one and the time begins to elapse, that maybe after 8 hours, he will look for another one. He will now see God on the throne. You now be seeing human beings like chicken, seeing rats, big rats. You now be running by himself. Guy, calm down. Thunder. You can see transformer and hug a transformer. Some of us have seen it. So have you not seen all those pictures and things? Girls will be in club and they will smoke things and they start behaving like. That is the one that wants to raise a Samuel, a David. How? Let's help ourselves. God wants to bless us with a godly generation. The devil wants to attack our lives. Wake up! Don't sit down and say, I'm enjoying. There's no enjoyment in that. That marijuana looks like enjoyment, but what is happening to the liver? What is happening to the lungs? Is it not after the guy wakes up that you see that he's in the gutter? Then he sees that something has tore his leg. He's now looking like a mad person. Some people will even be naked. They will come out after drinking something, they will come out naked. They will feel as if they are in their balcony. They want to fly. That's dopamine. It's a feel-good hormone. Then when it begins to expire, the next thing is that your mind now says you are rewarded. Didn't you enjoy it? The same thing with pornography. You watch the first one. You watch. Wow. You watch another style. Then styles will now be figured in your head. Then you'll be on your phone for multiple styles. Then as you are checking, you are not satisfied. You are checking. Then the spirit of perversion and lust hangs around. Then sometimes they try it as masturbation. Then sometimes they try it on your girl. Then sometimes you begin to search. As you are searching more, you will now say, look at the one with a horse and a girl. How does he feel? You press. Does this get me? Ah! Dog and girl. Ah! Can fish have sex with rat? Then you start seeing all manner of things happening. All manner of things. You know why? Because dopamine begins to tell you that there is more. Didn't you enjoy the one you saw? We rewarded you. Take more. Then the person continues like that. Engaged in casual sex or pornography, their brain becomes conditioned to seek new excitement, making it harder to enjoy and remain faithful in their marriage. A young lady was crying that it was her mother that led her to pornography. The first time she saw pornography was her mother's phone. And she was wondering what the mother was looking for. The mother was doing pornography. She joined pornography because of her mother. Do you know how many fathers led their sons to pornography? I counsel boys. Some boys saw pornography first on their father's phone. You will not be that kind of father that will lead a generation to pain. Outside of marriage, dopamine can be a trap, keeping people in cycle of addiction, heartbreak, and emotional pain. And that's the same thing that happens with pornography. Watch again. See again. I want to stop this service here, but listen. Are you here? When you continue with pornography or sex, there's what they call the frontal lobe of your brain. The frontal lobe of your brain begins to damage. It is rewired. To be rewired. And the only thing that part will be seen is the pleasure of that thing. Then it desires more. You are rewiring the way God created you. This is medical science. This is not any... they will tell you. They will tell you. Then the person begins to rewire and say, the only thing that can satisfy you is eyes, loud, cloud, moon, sun, rewired. Then the only thing that can satisfy you is yellow girls. It can go anywhere. Even if the yellow girl is a pit, they will go there and look for her. Because he has started, the girl too, she will now be dependent on the boy. She cannot survive again. You now see a girl created in the image and likeness of God, a daughter of Zion. She will now not mind to pay transport for a guy to come to her house. Arai Bidola, madness has started. It's a level. It's a satanic thing. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So she pays. Very good girl that trained in the house, trained in a Christian background. But the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I beg you, everyone under the sound of my voice, these things I am teaching in this season, when I open you up to the deeper part of the covenants, and I show you some deep things, why many girls cannot marry, why many men can never have a good home, except there is an intervention. You will know that when Satan is running at a pace, God will raise an army of men who will run two steps ahead. They are called deliverers, for saviors shall rise out of Zion. That's why we are here. Rise up on your feet. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. Say, for the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way. This thing is a pandemic eating up this generation. Both married and unmarried, male and female, even children are beginning to be eaten up by the devil. No more. An army must arise. We will stop the devil. I will touch the world.
I will touch the world
with the wisdom of God.
With the wisdom of God.
Hey, there's a wisdom inside me that is able to touch the world. Many of you will rise, we will join, we will shape families, we will shape boys, we will shape girls, we will shape men and women. The wisdom of God at work in our lives. Because of time, listen, you are going to pray. If you know any guy that is hooked, your brother or anybody that is hooked to drugs, you will pray for them. Then if you know any person, you know that they are hooked to sexual addiction. People don't say they are hooked to sexual addiction. How you get to know a person who's sexual addiction is that they don't have, their system does not say no again. As soon as they are touched, they'll fall. That's sexual addiction already. That's sexual addiction already. Then pornography. Imagine you have friends, their brain has already been rewired. Do you know the part dangerous thing about pornography is that when they now have sexual relations with their husband and wife, they will never be satisfied. You that have seen a horse, a donkey, a chimpanzee, and you have felt it in the spirit, and as soon as you are seeing that thing, can I tell you what is happening? Demons begin to engage in that activity with you in your body. You will sense it in your mind, and sometimes when people are standing, they've already started ejaculating. Some people are already releasing all manner of things. Their destinies, sons and daughters, some people have released their giant son that should have been the deliverer of the family, and they released him into the toilet. Then the one that they gave birth to, Olori Bagoro Bagoro, that is causing problem to the society. That is how the devil does. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? It will never be our portion, no. The reason I'm preaching is because everybody under the sound of my voice, God is going to bring a turnaround to our lives in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray. There are some men, good men, when they started. But one woman that had a baggage entered the life of the husband. The woman said, I don't know my husband again. Something has entered him. You need to be on your knees first. Let God capture his heart. That is why the number one method to capture people is spiritual. After you have captured them, then you now start doing what we call rehabilitation, mental transformation, renewal by the word of God. Light begins to break forth. Then the change will come. Are you ready to pray for that brother, that sister, that boy, that girl? Is somebody ready to pray for somebody here? In case you are the one, pray for yourself first. Leave anybody, pray for yourself. But if you know that you are not there, pray for somebody. And after you have prayed for yourself and you can pray for somebody, you do two of them together. Start it now. I don't know what the prayer point is, but it's simple. Say, dear Father, every attachment that anyone has entered into, brothers or sisters or myself, as a result of satanic manifestations through sexual relations, drugs, pornography, masturbation, say today in the name of Jesus, there is a disconnection, permanent disconnection, permanent disconnection. Say, you demon of perversion, get out. You demon of lust, get out. You spirit of nicotine and addiction. And my brother, my sister, I bind you, I rebuke you. Never again. Light has come. Zuse berete berete. Ruana ga 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 ga. Juba ba 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 ba. Esuene Jesus berete. Frana ga ba ga da la ba 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 ba. Elieko sume ne ga da 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 da. Ruana ga ba ya ga ba ya ga ba ya ga ba. Ajuba ba ba ba. Ebeliane Jesus. Ebeliane Jesus. Raga ga 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 ga. Erushekete. Erushekete. Erushakataya. Shaka ga 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 ga. Super ba 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 ba. Eswene Jesus. Eswene Jesus. Aiba benete. Everything that is eating anyone up, eating them up today, Jesus. Let there be deliverance. 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 Light has come. The chains of addiction broken. Chains of pornography broken. Masturbation broken. Fornication broken. Adultery broken. Sexual perversion and lust. You are scattered. You are shattered. Children of God will live in the light. They will live in the light. They live in the light. They live in the light. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Abraham lied about his wife. Isaac lied about his wife. Jacob lied about his destiny. A lying spirit was trailing the family. A lying spirit. Deception. Deception everywhere. From one, the first two generations, it was marriage. The second generation, it was destiny. The demons are not conscious of whatever you are saying. If you break God's rule and principle, they have a legal right to attack. My pain is that it affects children, unborn, except if they come into Christ and have their own revelation in Christ. I want to beg us. It won't take long. Those who are not married, you marry. Those who are now married, stay with her. Bible says, let her breast satisfy you. The wife of your youth, stay there. Stay there. Stay there. I've been married going to 10 years. I've not need to see any other breast. I don't want to see. May I not see? Yes. There are times I'm with my wife and we are in a state of wonders. And I will be saying to her, I will never see this kind of thing with anybody in my life except death do us part. I enter another covenant and say, God, strengthen it. What is it? How can I do that thing with a human being again? You don't know what I'm saying. May it not happen. Say, God, may it not happen. May it not happen, God. Because take heed, he that thinks he stands, lest you fall. And that's why we discipline ourselves. Because there's nobody, doesn't know bishop, doesn't know apostle or prophet. He knows only those who are disciplined. Paul said, I put my body under subjection. And if anybody is here, you are hooked to an addiction already.
today the mighty hand of God and by the Spirit of God. You have a brother or a sister that is hooked, or yourself, raise your hand, or you know a family member. I declare right now in the name of Jesus, every demon sponsoring that addiction, every devil sponsoring that addiction, I cripple you, I frustrate you. Get out of that life in the name of Jesus. Get out of there now in the name of Jesus. Get out now in the name of Jesus. Get out now in the name of Jesus. Get out now in the name of Jesus. Every baggage that you carried by strange attachment, whether you were raped and carried the baggage, today let the mercy of God who lives in heaven by his Spirit, let his mercy spread across your life in the name of Jesus. Mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy in the name of Jesus. Every trap that the devil has set and said, this is what I will kill you with, you see this cloud, it will take you to the cloud. Every devil that has said that, I bind you and I declare every rewiring of the brain through pornography, sexual addiction, drugs, today the Holy Ghost reconfigures the brain in the name of Jesus. Your pleasure for such thing dry up now in the name of Jesus. Your desire for it dries up now in the name of Jesus. Every man that is beginning to see a strange woman, may the Lord God circumcise your eyes and redirect your focus. Every woman that is beginning to lose taste of her relationship and marriage to her husband because of lust, pornography, watching terrible things and masturbation, today the mercy of God visits you for a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Our families will be great. Our children will be taught by the Lord. Our children will come to know God. Their lives will not remain the same again. In Jesus' glorious, precious, and mighty name, we have prayed. Begin to thank God wherever you are. Don't sit, just stand up and begin to thank God. Honor him for what he has done. If you prayed for somebody, begin to thank God. I know that this is my brother. I know that Shino is saved. I know that Shino is delivered. I know that Junita is delivered. I know that, call their names and say they are delivered. No more. And if you are the one, say to yourself, now I am free. No chains are holding me. Is who I choose to be. I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free.
No chains are holding.
No chains are holding me.
It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed.
In Christ I'm free indeed.
No chains. Just see a revelation of how God brought families. I see people with their spouses, Heathrow Airport, going on vacation, smiling, love, happiness, joy, traveling around the world. And God is saying, this is the reward of your willingness to follow me. This is the reward that you see in your children. Some of us will see this thing to our children's children, and you will smile that you laid a godly foundation. In the name of Jesus. If you are in church today, please keep standing. You have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. While you are standing, quietly raise your hand. In the next 20 seconds, you need to say a prayer. Be bold about it, please. Be bold. Raise your hand and say after me, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my personal Savior. Have mercy on me, Lord Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. I receive eternal life into my spirit, and I am born again. I will have a glorious life. I will have a beautiful home. My foundational errors will not affect me, for God has forgiven the sins of my youth and has given me a changed life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Please sit up in heavenly places.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.